As we have seen, the minimum value of the benefit that one has to have from a hekdesh item in order to be liable to the punishments given for me'ilah is a shove pruta. That's the minimum value considered at all significant, and this Mishnah teaches that achilosai, that which a person eats himself, v'achilas chaveiroi, and that which he gives somebody else to eat, those two things can combine to make up that minimum value of a shove pruta. And the way we're going to understand what the Mishnah is coming to show us is that when he himself eats the food which belongs to Hekdesh, he is violating the type of Me'ilah which is benefiting from a Hekdesh item. Whereas when he gives somebody else food for the other person to eat, he is transferring the Hekdesh item into the domain of a regular individual. That is the second type of Me'ilah that one can violate. And the point of the Mishnah is that although there are two different types of Me'ilah, one is benefiting, one is putting it into the domain of a regular individual, nevertheless, they can combine to make up that minimum value of a shove pruta in order for him to be liable. Likewise, hanayosai, if he himself benefits, v'hanayas chaveiroi, or he gives the hekdesh item to his friend for his friend to benefit from that item, and over here it could be that that which he does for his friend is not considered to be transferring the domain, the hekdesh item into the domain of his friend. It could be the mere fact that his friend is benefiting because of him, that gives him a benefit. Be as it may, the Mishnah says that would also combine achilos v'anoyas chaveiroi, that which he eats and he causes his friend to benefit, or hanayosai, that which he benefits from in a way other than eating, v'achilas chaveiroi, and he gives his friend to eat, even if what he did himself was half a pruta worth, and that which he gave his friend and caused his friend to benefit was half a pruta, mitztorfen zeim zeh. Those two acts of Me'ilah can combine together, and the person who caused that to happen will be liable to bring a korban. He'll need to pay the value of that which he benefited from, plus a fifth, like anybody who violates Me'ilah. In addition, the Mishnah adds now another idea which we find specifically with regards to Me'ilah, v'afilu lizman merubeh, even if there is a large time gap in between the two acts of Me'ilah, they will still combine to make him liable. And that means that, for example, let's take a regular case where a person benefits from a Hekdesh item himself. He benefits from a Hekdesh item, and that benefit is worth half a pruta. And a few months later, he benefits again from a Hekdesh item, and that benefit is only worth half a pruta. Even though there was this huge gap in between, he would still be liable. They would combine to make him liable for having benefited from a Shomer Pruta of Hekdesh. This is learnt from the Posuk, and it should be noted that this is only true if it's done behelem echod, which means it was done in one period of being unaware. That is to say that he didn't find out in between those two acts of Me'ilah that he had done something wrong. It's important to remember that all of the punishments of Me'ilah apply specifically when somebody violates Me'ilah by mistake, if he didn't realize it was Hekdesh. So if he found out after the first act of Me'ilah that that which he benefited from the first time was Hekdesh, he realizes that he violated the prohibition of Me'ilah, then it would no longer combine with the second act of Me'ilah. Only if he didn't find out in between those two acts would he be liable for having committed Me'ilah, and those two acts would combine. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned in the introduction to the previous perek that there is a Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah means that the same or a similar word is found in two different places in the Torah, and where we have a tradition to do so, we can thus learn certain laws from one area of the Torah where it has that word to another area. One such Gzeirah Shavah exists with regards to Me'ilah, and we learn laws from the part of the Torah that talks about Truma. Truma is the gift which is given to Kohanim, and a non-Kohen is forbidden to eat Truma. Be it as it may, one of those laws that's learned from Truma is that one can appoint a messenger, or more accurately, if somebody did appoint a messenger to violate Me'ilah to benefit from something which belongs to Hekdesh, the person who appointed the messenger would be liable. In general, there's a concept throughout Shas called Shlichus, where somebody has the power to appoint a messenger who will be an agent of his to do a particular act, and the rule is that Shlichus Odom Kamoisai, we view the messenger as being an extension of the person who appointed him. That having been said, there is an additional rule that says that ein shliach lidvar aveira, one is not able to appoint a messenger to sin on his behalf. If somebody appoints somebody, says, go and murder someone, If that person goes ahead and murders him, he can't say that I was just an extension of the person who appointed me and he's the one who will be punished. No. Halachically speaking, he did not become an agent of the first person, and therefore he would be the one who is liable for having murdered the other individual. We learn from this Gezeirah Shavah that there's an exception to the exception, meaning, although Me'ilah is an Aveira, and therefore one shouldn't really be able to appoint an agent, this Gezeirah Shavah teaches us that the idea of Shlichus would apply, and as such, if somebody tells somebody else, Reuven tells Shimon, for example, go and take the money which is in my room, take it and go and spend it. And he didn't realize that that money was hekdesh. And Shimon goes ahead, he takes it and he spends that money. Reuven is the one who will be liable for Me'ilah. And this is the focus of the final parak of the Masechta. Shaliach osa shlichusoi, a messenger who did that which he was told to do, Balabais Moal, the one who appointed him to do that, is the one who violates Me'ilah. However, if he didn't do that which he was told, then he didn't actually carry out that which the person told him to do, so he's not considered to be an extension of that person. He's acting of his own accord right now, and therefore, Hashaliach Moal, in that case, the messenger himself is the one who would violate Me'ilah. Ketzad, what is the explanation? Let's explain. Omar Loi, if somebody, let's say Reuven, tells Shimon, Tein Bosa La'orchim, give meat to the guests, the Nosalim Kovid, and instead of giving them regular meat, he gave them liver. Now, nobody in the story realized, but both the meat and the liver were actually hekdesh. Or if it's the opposite, the person Reuven told Shimon give them Kovid liver, but instead, the Nosalim Basar, Shimon gave them regular meat. Because he didn't carry out the instructions of the one who sent him, it's considered to be that he's acting of his own accord, and therefore, Hashaliach Mo'al, Shimon, the messenger, is the one who has violated Me'ilah. Omar Loi, what happens if Reuven says to Shimon, Ten lem chaticha chaticha, give the guests one piece of meat each. And again, Reuven didn't realize, Reuven thought that the meat was not sanctified, but in reality, it was hekdesh meat. Vu Omar, and Shimon took the meat and he said to the guests, Tulu shtayim shtayim, take two pieces each. And then what happened? Veheim, the guests, not tulu shalosh shalosh, they each took three pieces. In this case, says the Mishnah, Kulon Moalu, they have all violated Me'ilah. Reuven has violated Me'ilah because Shimon fulfilled the instructions in terms of the first piece, just that he added on an additional piece, and that's what makes Shimon liable to Me'ilah, and the guests took a third piece, which wasn't according to the instructions of either Reuven or Shimon, and therefore they are liable to Me'ilah for that third piece. And once again, they were talking about where they didn't realize it was hekdesh meat. Only later on they found out, so once they find out that they, by mistake, benefited from that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, they would be liable to Me'ilah, bring a carbon, paying the value plus a fifth, etc. Next scenario, Omar Loi, if Reuven said to Shimon, Hovimna Chaloin, bring a certain item from the Chaloin, which is a sort of shelf which is etched into a wall. They would carve into the wall, place things inside of the wall, as it were. So we're going to understand that Reuven told Shimon to take some money from that particular location and go and buy something with it, or if he told him to take money from a particular box and go and spend it, and indeed, Shimon brought the item which he wanted to buy for him, he spent the money, and he did that which he was told. Afal pish omar balabayis, even if Reuven then turns around and says, Loicha belibi elomizeh, I only intended for you to bring from the other location. I told you to use the money from the shelf in the wall, but in reality I actually meant to tell you to bring it from the box. So according to what I actually wanted, you didn't fulfill my will. You bought from the you used the money from the other location. Says the Mishnah Balabais Moal, Reuven is the one who violates Me'ilah in this case. Because we don't care what he thinks. That which he said is what we go with. Devarim should believe in Devarim. That's the rule. That things which a person thinks, especially if they contradict that which he said, are not considered to be significant at all. Aval im Omar Loi, what happens if Reuven told Shimon, Hovilim Nachaloin, bring me something by using the money from the shelf in the wall, the Hebrew, and Shimon, instead of using the money from there, he went and used the money from the box, or if Reuven told him to bring money from the box, and Shimon, the Hebrew, he brought him something using the money from the shelf, then in that case, indeed, the messenger Shimon would be the one to violate Me'ilah because he did not follow the exact instructions of Reuven. Mr. Bates, in general, when we have an idea of appointing an agent, appointing a messenger to do something on my behalf, that messenger has to fulfill certain conditions. He has to have enough understanding to really take this job upon him. If, for example, I want to appoint a messenger to perform a particular act of acquisition on my behalf, in order for me to buy something, I need to pick it up, for example, halakhically speaking, to make it mine. I need to do the act. So if I appoint a messenger to do the act on my behalf, that would work. But the messenger has to have enough of an understanding of what's going on in order for him to halakhically be considered my agent. So what happens if Shalap Yad Cheshed V'Katon, if Reuven appoints a deaf and dumb person or a fool or a young child to do something for him with an item which later emerges to have been Hekdesh? The question is, in this case, does the Reuven who appointed them violate Me'ilah or not? In general, these people are not valid agents. The Mishnah says, "Im osu shlichusai," if they did that which they were told, balabais mo'al, Reuven who appointed them would violate Me'ilah. And we can see from here that the exact definitions and conditions for appointing a messenger when it comes to Me'ilah are not identical to the regular laws and restrictions for appointing a messenger. Over here, the main thing that we're looking for is that which Reuven in our examples wanted to be done was done. That is enough to make Reuven liable. If the person we appointed here did not do that which he was told, he changed in some way and they gave money to a shopkeeper to buy something, but they deviated from the exact instructions and therefore Reuven did not violate Me'ilah. If you think about it, if Reuven didn't violate Me'ilah, that means that this item is still holy, it's still Hekdesh. If he would have violated Me'ilah, that would have removed the sanctity from the item. But in this case, nobody actually violated Me'ilah. The messenger himself definitely didn't violate it because he's not responsible for his actions. And therefore, the item is still Hekdesh. And because of that, Hachenveni, the shopkeeper, now has this money. As soon as he spends it, Mo'al, he would have violated Me'ilah. So if somehow later on he finds out that the coin was Hekdesh, he would be liable to bring the korban to pay the money of the Me'ilah. Next scenario, Shalach Biad Bekeach. If somebody, Reuven, he gave money to a regular person to spend it, and he didn't realize, neither of them realized that it was Hekdesh, later on they found out. The truth is, in this case, V'nizkar actually Yaitz Alachenveni, the Reuven, and the Gemara explains Shimon as well, realized that the coin was a Hekdesh coin before Shimon actually gave the coin to the shopkeeper. Because of the time that the Hekdesh coin was used, both Reuven and Shimon knew about it, so it wasn't done by mistake. Therefore, they don't violate Me'ilah, because Me'ilah is only violated if it's by mistake. Now, since Me'ilah wasn't violated, the item remains with its sanctity, it remains Hekdesh. So Achen V'nimal Kshayotzi, the shopkeeper will violate Me'ilah when the shopkeeper spends that money, because it's still Hekdesh. And now the Mishnah asks a pretty practical question, that if the shopkeeper finds out that it's a Hekdesh coin, or if, let's say, the Reuven wants to save the shopkeeper from violating an Aveira, Ketzad Yaseh, what can he do? The shopkeeper would have mixed that coin with all of his other coins, and we don't know which one is the Hekdesh coin. Will he be forbidden to benefit from any of those coins? The Mishnah says, no, we have a simple solution. Notel Pruta E Kli. He can take a coin or a object, V'yoymar, and say, Pruta Shel Hekdesh B'chomokim Shehi, the Pruta coin of Hekdesh. Whichever coin amongst this mixture it is, Mechuleles Alzeh, should be redeemed, the sanctity should be transferred onto this coin, and then you should treat that coin as a Hekdesh coin, Shah Hekdesh Nifta B'Kesef of Shoei Kesef, because Hekdesh can be redeemed with onto money or onto an object which is worth money, and therefore that is a simple solution. Mishnah Gimel, Nosan Loi Pruta, if Reuven gives Shimon, his messenger, a coin, which is Hekdesh, but he didn't realize that it was Hekdesh, and Omar Loi, he told Shimon, what do I want you to do with this coin? Hovili b'chetz yoneiros, or b'chetz psilos. Buy with that coin, half of it you should spend on containers for lighting candles, and half of it you should spend on the wicks. V'holach, and Shimon the messenger went, V'hevi loy b'kula neiros, and he spent all of the money on the containers of the candles, oy b'kula psilos, or he spent all of it on the wicks, oish omaloi, or if Reuven told Shimon originally, Hoveli b'kula neiros, spend all of the money on the containers, oy b'kula psilos, or all of the money on Wix, and instead of that, Shimon holach vehevi lo bechetzonos vechetzopsidos. He went and spent half of it on the candle containers and half of it on the wicks. In this case, Shneim lo mo'alu, both of them haven't violated Me'ilah, because in both cases, in all of the cases which were mentioned, half of that which the Reuven wanted occurred. With the other half of the money, something which he didn't want occurred. And therefore, it's as if Reuven violated Me'ilah with half a pruta, and Shimon violated Me'ilah with another half pruta. But neither of them violated Me'ilah with a full pruta, and therefore they would neither of them would be liable. Aval im omar lo, but if Reuven told Shimon, Havli b'chetzoneis b'makom pleini, spend half of the money on buying containers for the candles from a particular place, or b'chetzoneis b'makom pleini, and spend the other half on wicks from a different place. And Shimon went, v'holach v'hevi lo neis b'psidais u'psidais b'psidais. He went and bought the candles from the place where he was supposed to buy the wicks, and the wicks from the place where he was supposed to buy the candle containers. In this case, for all of the amount of money that he spent, he deviated from the instructions of Reuven, and therefore Ashaliach Mo'al, Shimon, the messenger, is the only one who violates Me'ilah in this case.